Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare
Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Paramaraja Kacharya Ashtuta Satasisima His Divine Grace Sila Ave Charanadavinda Sila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Anand Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Go. All glories to the assembly devotees. All glories to the assembly devotees. All glories to the assembly devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Guranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you. Namaste Saraswati Deva Parayanajani Yasaya Saraswati. Hare Krishna. Once again I wish you a wonderful good morning and a very fulfilled day during your stay in this wonderful community. This morning I asked my room neighbor what he felt in his stay in Radha Desh. He had visited Radha Desh during festival times, but this was the first time where he visited it outside the festival times and also for prolonged time. And he gave a very nice answer, which I say in German language. I don't know if we can translate it like this in English. He hit the nail on the head, so to say. In other words, it was right to the point. He said what he notices is that the residents of Radha Desh, or this whole project, is not just living a peaceful life out in the beautiful countryside, but there is a lot of devotional activity going on. The whole community seems to be centered around the worship of Radha Gopinath. So you see on the grass devotees sitting, stringing garlands. You see in the houses of the Grihasthas deities, and you see that many guests are welcomed here and hosted nicely so that they can advance in Krishna consciousness. He felt it's an example for a Krishna-centered life, where various devotees in their various life situations are centering their life on the pleasure of Krishna. I also feel this every time I'm there. I know that, of course, the community also has its challenges, but that's the inside perspective. The outside perspective as a guest is, this is like the spiritual world, because Krishna is in the center. And I wanted to say this to encourage all the Radha Desh devotees, and also to request our guests who are here for the cause, or for the courses. I hear there are two Japa courses going on parallel to each other. Please note this and take it as an example into your life, as Krishna-centered life. And that makes everything very perfect and very nice. Today's verse is taken from the second canto. It's one of the key verses, as we will see, in which the Bhagavatam announces for the whole community of saints and rishis and modern and postmodern men, now the unique glories of kirtan, or chanting the holy name. It's really one of those verses which you need to know if you want to understand the central theme or the essential purpose of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Etam Nivityamanam.
Yeah.
Ekshatamakutobayam
Yoginam
Nipanirnita Hare Namanu Kirtanam Etan Nivityamanana Ichatamakuto Bhayam
Ichatamakuto Bhayam
Yoginam Nripanirnita
Yoginam Nripanirnita
Hare Namanu Kirtanam
Hare Namanu Kirtanam
Yes, please.
Etan Nivityamananam
Etan Nivityamananam
free from all yes yes may the enthusiasm please of those who are completely free from all material desires
Ichatam
of those who are desirous of all sorts of material enjoyment
of those who are desirous of all sorts of material enjoyment
Akutabhayam free from all doubts and fear.
Free from all doubts and fear.
Yoginam. Of all who are self-satisfied.
Of all who are self-satisfied.
Nirvanam.
O King.
Nirnitam.
Nirnitam.
Decided truth.
Decided truth.
Arihe.
Arihe.
Of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
Sri Krishna.
Sri Krishna.
Nama.
Nama.
Holy name.
Holy name.
Anu.
Anu.
After someone.
After someone.
Kirtanam.
Kirtanam.
Chanting.
Chanting.
Translation. Hare Krishna. Gopinath. O King, maybe I should, so that it's easier to focus, give you a little attention booster. What we will hear now is a definite statement about the purpose of this whole work, the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is very important to listen very attentively so that we can really capture and grasp this highly important statement. So we can understand Shukadev Goswami the learned speaker of the Bhagavatam addresses his disciple Parikshit Maharaj, who is the king of the world, at a critical moment in the king's time. He's cursed to die within 7 days, and he comes to Shukadev Goswami for a definite instruction how he should best use this few remaining days in his life so that he will ensure an auspicious afterlife. So this is what Shukadev answers the king as to what is the purpose of life. He says, "O king, the constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of the great authorities is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all, including those who are free from all material desires." Those who are desirous of all material enjoyment, and also those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge. So there is a purpose to this. The verse in essence says that no matter where someone is on his spiritual development, it's always the same remedy or recipe or method or practice is to chant constantly the holy name of the Lord. One of our acharyas says there is no instruction to stop chanting. In fact, there is only an instruction to remain chanting, keep on chanting. Purport. In the previous verse, the great necessity for attaining attachment to Mukunda has been accredited. There are different types of persons who desire to attain success in different varieties of pursuits. Generally, the persons are materialists who desire to enjoy the fullest extent of material gratification. Next to them are the transcendentalists who have attained perfect knowledge about the nature of material enjoyment and thus are aloof from such an illusory way of life. More or less, they are satisfied in themselves by self-realization. Above them are the devotees of the Lord, who neither aspire to enjoy the material world nor desire to get out of it. They are after the satisfaction of the Lord, Sri Krishna. So there are three groups of people. It's very important. The first group is those who are bent on enjoying. The second is those who see that there is no enjoyment in this world and who want to be liberated from the fetters of material existence. They want to escape the world. And then there is a third group who is neither wanting to enjoy nor wanting to escape the world. They have a total different orientation. They want to satisfy Krishna. So, in other words, the devotees of the Lord do not want anything on their personal account. If the Lord desires, the devotees can accept all sorts of material facilities. And if the Lord does not desire this, the devotees can leave aside all sorts of facilities, even up to the limit of salvation. Nor are these devotees self-satisfied, because they want the satisfaction of the Lord only. In this verse, Sri Shukadev Goswami recommends the transcendental chanting of the holy name of the Lord by offenseless chanting and hearing of the holy name of the Lord, one becomes acquainted with the transcendental form of the Lord, and then with the attributes of the Lord, and then with the transcendental nature of his pastimes, etc. Here it is mentioned that one should constantly chant the holy name of the Lord after hearing it from authorities. This means that hearing from the authorities is the first essential. Hearing of the holy name gradually promotes one to the stage of hearing about his form, about his attributes, his pastimes, and so on. And thus the necessity of the chanting of his glories develops successively. This process is recommended not only for the successful execution of devotional service, but also even for those who are materially attached. According to Sri Shukadev Goswami, this way of attaining success is an established fact, concluded not only by him, but also by all the other previous acharyas. Therefore, there is no need of further evidence. This process is recommended not only for the progressive students in different departments of ideological success, but also for those who are already successful in their achievement as fruitive workers, as philosophers, or as the devotees of the Lord. Who of you remembers what they just heard? Manu? In short, the holy name is the essence and this is the way to go. Thank you very much, Manu. You have hit the point or gotten the point. Yes. How nice and practically you say it. We need sometimes to just, let's be practical. I will not ask any more comments because that's it. Sridhar Swami comments like this on this verse. He says, there is no method more beneficial than singing the Lord's name, both for practitioners and for those who have already attained perfection. All of them, those who are in the practice mode and those who have already attained perfection. There is no more beneficial method than doing this. By saying this, Sridhar Swami is still talking. By saying this has been concluded, it indicates that there is no need for further evidence in this regard. No need to discuss it. All the authorities have said it. It's the experience. It's the truth statement for Kirtan. In another, actually I should first pay my obeisances. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityaname Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Vajayane Vivashesha Shunyavadi Askatya Deva Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Devadas Babu Nityananda Shri Adeya Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaurakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. O King, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of the great authorities is, it shouldn't be done speculatively, it should be done by following what great souls and saints and authorities have concluded. That's why we have this kirtan course. We want to do it in the way of the great authorities. So constant chanting after the base of the great authorities is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all. Don't you want a doubtless way where there is no further doubt and where you have no fear that this doesn't work? It's a doubtless and fearless way of success for all. And these all include those who are free from all material desires, those who are desirous of all material enjoyment, materialistic people, and also those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge. Everyone. So, Sridhar Swami, who is maybe the greatest of the authorities on Bhagavatam after Shukadev Goswami, is a very interesting personality, and I want to introduce him a little bit to you, and then I want to introduce one statement of him where he says that just chant and there is no doubt that you will purify your heart and attain love of Krishna. You will be doubtlessly successful. But because I will base now, or we will base this investigation of this verse on Sridhar Swami, I feel it's good that you know a little bit about him. He's a very ancient commentator of the Bhagavatam, an ancient saint. As far as I know, he's from the 12th century. If I'm mistaken, then he is at least very old, very long time back. Sridhar Swami is from Orissa, or now we say Odisha, from a village. He was a great worshipper of Lord Nrisimhadev. He worshipped Ashila. He was married and he had family, and one day as he was worshipping, he felt that the Lord addressed him personally and told him he should leave Odisha, he should leave everything behind and devote and dedicate his entire life to the spreading a God consciousness in this world. And this was a very direct order which he could not ignore. Imagine you are going about in your life, family life, maybe you have responsibilities at one place, and so on, and all of a sudden, as you do your worship, maybe you come to the morning program, you feel that the Lord very, very strongly wants you to leave everything which you are doing and start a life of full renunciation and preaching Krishna consciousness. Just imagine this. He had this, he felt it very strongly, but he also had a great doubt. He said, he was thinking, what is with my responsibility towards my aging parents and my wife and my family? How can I just leave them all behind? That was his doubt. And because he was a very responsible man, not an irresponsible escapist, so to say, he needed another confirmation from the Lord. He needed to get a sign that he should really do all that. So he was ripped with doubt. There was an internal storm brewing in his heart. What should he do? Should I go or should I stay? That was, I always like to say it and bring it to the point. Should I go and take to this ecstatic path and just become a saint totally dependent on God, on the Lord? Or should I maybe have a more moderate way of living my spirituality? So, with the storm inside him, he was really crying and weeping and, what should I do? My Lord, give me a sign. If you want me to do this, it needs to be very clear. So he went into the forest. I visited the same forest once. It was a wonderful time, which we spent there in this village, the village of Sridharaswami. So he went into this wild jungle and he was just praying to the Lord, and as he was praying he saw a little bird falling out of his nest and just landing next to him, just very helplessly. And he felt, this is what will happen if I leave my aging parents and my family. Will be just like this little bird now, totally without shelter. And I am a responsible devotee. I mean, how can I do this? And then he felt, oh no, and I have now another dependent. I have to take care of this little bird also. How can I go? You know, it was really raging in his heart. He, you know, when you have a question, when you are vulnerable, when you are open, any little thing means something for you. Do you sometimes know this confirmed? Or, oh yes, and this, yes, yes, and so on. So he thought, no, I cannot go. I just cannot do this to my aging parents and my family. I can't. No. And he was very sure. This was a sign of the Lord, he felt, that the bird had become shelterless, and now, if no one would take care, he would die. So he was willing to take the bird with him. We have this in our little Dharma castle. When birds have an accident, the children in the Dharma castle come and they pick up the bird and they call Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and they put fruits to the bird and they really take care that he has either a good death or he recuperates and flies and so on. So Chida felt like this. At that time he was not Sridharaswami. He felt like this. But then he saw that a bird from another species, from a total different part, came, landed next to the little bird, gave him some food. You know how they do this beak by beak. Gave him something and took care of the little bird. Then he understood. This other bird, who is now taking care of the small bird, has been sent by Krishna. Krishna wants to give me a sign that he will take care of also my aging parents and my family. This is a sign I hold. I will follow my Lord's advice. And he became the famous Sridharaswami, the commentator, a real devotee, you know, a very, very convinced, faithful devotee of the Lord. And this Sridharaswami, in commenting on this verse, raises a doubt. He doesn't confirm the verse that you just need to chant, and that's all you need to do. He raises a doubt. Would you like to hear his doubt?
Yes.
His doubt is, how can anyone say that this very high state of absolute Krishna conscious realization which is rarely attained, even by those who have attained the perfection in yoga. They can control the mind. They can control the senses. How can one argue that this very high state, which yogis may not attain even after many lifetimes of practice, can be reached in one birth merely by singing the names of the Lord? How can you say this? That just chanting the holy name will give you a result higher than what the yogis attain after lifetimes of severe endeavor? How can you claim that just by sitting down in the Radhadesh temple and singing la 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 only the holy name Hare Krishna, you know, that you can attain this highest level of God realization? Isn't that a claim which lacks all foundation? This is his doubt. Do you sometimes have this doubt? What? I should give up everything? I don't need to do any job. I don't need no education. I don't need no university studies. I don't need no financial security. I just have to chant. And this is the success. Do you want me to believe that? Be serious, you Hare Krishnas. I'm one of them, but this is too much what you say. So now Sridhar Swami answers this doubt. In Krishna conscious philosophy, you always make a statement, then you doubt the statement severely, and then you resolve it. And this tension, the truth is said. He quotes one verse from the Bhagavata. He says, this is just like the verse says like this. I will make it simple. I will just explain it in simple English. Just like someone who is eating will gradually, step by step, experience pleasure. I know today, the day after Ekadasi, we will all eat, and I already know a group of devotees who will roll on the ground with pleasure, nourishment, and then relief from hunger. With each bite this comes. In the same way, when you practice bhakti, you get devotion, direct experience of the Supreme Lord, and finally detachment from the material world. This will come to you gradually, as gradual installments, just like in your eating. You first feel, you can experience this. Some of us are hungry this morning. No, yes, middle. Yes, we are. Soon there will be breakfast. I request you, watch your breakfast taking very attentively. You will see, when it finally is on the tongue, especially the grains, which we didn't have yesterday. And it comes through the pipe, you know, and goes in the stomach. You feel, oh, good, good. This is the best thing I could be doing now. And this is pleasure. Then you feel, what is it? Oh, that burning hunger will go down. I have a very young man with me, Ananta Goranga, who must be suffering from the fire of digestion, raging in his stomach now. You will feel some nourishment. And then, as you eat more and more and more, you will actually come to the stage where you say, no more, I'm satisfied. So in the same way, when you take to this process, it's a gradual experience. This success is not coming all at once to you, but it comes stepwise, depending how much you sing, how much you chant, how much time you give to this. You will see how you will feel real devotion in your heart. You will feel
Krishna, I belong to you. Krishna, you are mine. Krishna, you are my all and everything. You will feel that. You will feel, I can do anything for you. And I know you will maintain me as you promised in the Bhagavad Gita and take care. You know, when you have this love, or when you have this bhakti in your heart, you can do anything, and your life will work out. A life without bhakti, yes, then you have to take care of so many things. But the scriptures say, if you are devoted to the Lord, He takes care of the necessities, just like a rich householder will take care of the little needs of his children, the toys, the clothing, the food which the children require, medication, and everything. That's done. If you are in that relationship with the Lord, a relationship of bhakti. So bhakti is the first installment the Lord gives to someone who chants. And I want you to experience this. Please make a point in your calendar to visit the next Radha Desh Mellows, which always is the last weekend of the month of January. Last weekend, very simple to remember. There I have seen new people and old devotees and people who just, there was one from the yogi, one yogi with long hair up to endless dimensions, and he came just by chance, he stumbled in here. And when he was there in the kirtan, he just came over to me and said, he's from Germany, and I met him at some yoga festival. He said, "I got it, Swami. I got it. This is really, my heart is totally expanded as far, as wide as the universe." I said, "Good, is Krishna in there?" "Yes, only Krishna, nothing else." You know, sometimes you don't know what they are talking about. "Only Krishna. No, I know. Krishna, Krishna. Nothing, no doubt. It's Krishna, Krishna all the way." And so on. Maybe you remember this long blonde hair, you know. Because he got some bhakti by this constant singing. We didn't stop. 12 hours a day keeps Maya away. this is an experience. Prabhu's dear devotees, Sridhar Swami, and he is really, that commentator, he knows every verse in the Bhagavatam and in the Vedic scriptures by heart. He's so astute and so knowledgeable. He says, "Have no doubt, no need to discuss it. Just it's as simple and as basic and as experiential as what you experience every day in eating. First you have some pleasure, then you feel, ooh, finally the nourishment is setting in, and then, God, I don't need anything anymore. I'm finished. No, thank you. No, not even a sweet. No, nothing I need." So in the same way you would say to the world, "I don't need anything of the world, not even the sweetest pleasures. I'm done with it. I'm fully satisfied. Can't you see? I'm fully fulfilled." And so on. This is doubtless, and this is fearless. No worries about this. It is established by the previous authorities. Hare Krishna. Yes, Avachananda Maharaj, he knows this very well. He's a well-nourished devotee spiritually. Have safe travels and take good care.
Hare Krishna.
And Hare Krishna. Hari Hari Bo, Hare Krishna Maharaj. You have touched our stone like heart yesterday.
My stone like association won't
cause any harm. Take good care of our Maharaj. Young, enthusiastic brahmachari. Take good care. Yes. Mm-hmm. No doubt, no fear. I invite you to make this experiment in your life. Why don't you become a singing person? Buddha Bhavan, I'm serious about this. Why not try to sing constantly? Ananda Vrindavan. Why not take this as a think out of the box, you know? Be daring. Make this life. Gaura Hari. Sing. Sing in this life. Don't be all... Singing sounds nice, no? And the idea is constantly. You have to sing always when you are going somewhere, when you are reading your emails, although there may be something you don't like to sing about, keep on singing. You know, when you go home, when you bathe, but every German sings in the bathroom. That is not difficult for us Germans. In the bathroom we start singing. Sing when you... And afterwards, my dear devotees, after some time, my dear devotees, you will no longer sing. The song will sing you. This is called Anahata Shabda. It is the sound, the transcendental sound will always be in you. It will not be an effort any longer. It will always vibrate in you. There are examples of this which sometimes are not properly understood. I know that there was one learned scholar, Rupa Kaviraj. I may get his name wrong. Rupa? Yes, something with Rupa. Okay. Rupa Kaviraj. He was once giving a lecture, and a devotee was coming, a very highly advanced devotee. She was a Mataji, the daughter of a great saint, Srinivas Acharya. Hemalata Thakurani was her name. And she sat at the back of the bhaga of the lecture and constantly was singing, but very softly. No one could hear. And Rupa Kaviraj, who had had a very, very strong ego. I'm giving a class and you are moving your lips. Where is your respect? You need to respect my knowledge. But she kept on singing. And then she said, I can't stop it. It goes. It's there. It's the song which will never end. We want to come to that level of chanting. We want to, as Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, we want to break through the ear and reach the spiritual ear. We want to break through so that we reach the spiritual tongue. We want to revive our spiritual senses, in other words, so that our spiritual body is authentic in its natural position. And that is always singing. So in order to do that, to make it a constant, so to say, you will need to practice a lot. You will need to just come, Aditi Dukaha. He's a very nice devotee from Russia and a very nice kirtan singer. He says, when there is kirtan, you should stop everything and just run to the kirtan and be in the kirtan and not leave before it stops, because that's how you will learn to become a proper devotee. Yesterday I was talking to some devotees who experienced difficulties to always complete their 16 rounds in the best way possible. Do you sometimes experience this difficulty as well? So I said, well, you have to make it, and you have to learn how to that this becomes spontaneous in you, that you, it's not a torture for you, something you have to make a super hard effort, but something you feel attracted to, just like now. I know I can't talk much longer because breakfast is there. you will go to the breakfast and take prasadam. No one has to beat you to do that, and so on. You have to somehow learn how to do it. And one way to do it is to start chanting, to sing as often as you can remember to sing. Oh, I'm not singing. Okay, what was the melody? That Manu sing that very nice melody. Let me try. Oh, I didn't get it. Maybe I asked him. What was it? How to sing? And or you can always go to the very simple melody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's not about the melody, that the idea is singing for Krishna, and then you do something, forgot, and I'm in the midst of my computer correspondent, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And the more you bring yourself to it, it will come natural at one stage. And then you reach all perfection. And you don't have to worry about anything. Not even, oh, what will the future bring? Or will I be blissfully married? Or troublesome married, you know? or will I earn enough bread? Or and salt? Or will I be poor and have to beg? You know, no worries. It's the fearless way, you know, of success. I know what you think. It's too good to be true. It cannot be true. The truth is very complicated. It's not very simple. We are like this. Professor Weber told me, we human beings, with our intellectual development over the centuries, have made everything so absolutely complicated that people just have stress and depression. It gets too... It has become too complex, life in this world. Here's a simple thing. Become simple and then you will understand. Hare Krishna. I gave a very simple lecture. I have many notes, but I know concentration is not very strong one day after Ekadasi, so let's make one point and stick with it. But please do it. It really works. Why not make an adventure? Why not make something wild? Start singing with this wild, precious life. Make an experience, experiment if this works. I invite you. I will also do. I'm also very inspired by this text. The Bhagavatam is saying this, and I have noted that the Bhagavatam makes a point. And this is one of the points. It's really like it says, it's the doubtless and fearless way. Chanting is the way of success. You don't even need to discuss it any longer. All authority, every scripture has gone through this. All saints have gone through it. Everyone has. There's enough evidence that this works. So just do it. This is what the Bhagavatam says. And I have noted with such statements, you can put your 100% trust in such statements. It always works. So I thank you very much. Is there any question or any doubt? Good. Hurry.
I have the doubt in the sense I have tried many times to chant constantly, but I never made it. And then we hear from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Vinada Pisanichana, when you are humble and tolerant, and then you can chant. Mm-hmm. So how are we able in our stage to chant constantly?
Our Guru Hari is now putting a doubt. This is very necessary. It's very necessary. He says, I tried, and I know Guru Hari has tried, I have seen, but it seems that a qualification which I do not have as of yet is required. And he points us to one verse of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who says, you can chant constantly only when you have this qualification of being humble. And I'm not yet humble. This is I think, what you say. But see, if you try to sing as much as possible, you will become humble, because it will become evident that you are not as qualified as you wish to be, and that makes you humble. In other words, the process of kirtan makes you qualified for kirtan. You know, if this is a doubtless process, a fearless process, it should also help us it must be a process which helps us overcome the obstacles. Now, the scriptures, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu make a statement, it says you can chant only someone can chant constantly who has been worshipping Lord Vasudev for several lifetimes, not in one lifetime. They say like this. This is a statement often quoted. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made it a one lifetime practice by teaching us how to chant, by giving us a few guidelines. His guidelines are basically two. One is in relationship to yourself, and the other is in relationship to Krishna. The guideline in relationship to yourself is you must cultivate humility. It's a cultivation. It's really a conscious cultivation. You must also know maybe how to do that. And then the guideline in relationship to Krishna is you must really be very eager for Him. You must long for Him. These are the two guidelines. You will find them when you study the Shikshastakam very carefully. When, oh when, will tears come in my eyes? Oh Govinda, Govinda virahename, you know, the world is void without you. I feel there is nothing you must long for. These two guidelines are given by Mahaprabhu. And if you want to bring everything to a point, you have to learn this humility. It's really, you have to do it. If you don't do it voluntarily, life will teach you. Isn't it? It's when you are on a deathbed, Gaurahari, then there's a verse what happens on the deathbed and how humble you become. I will read it to you. Because Gaurahari will leave us today and he needs some strong instruction, otherwise he is not satisfied. So here you will get it. Fasten your seatbelt already. We don't want to see any tears in the morning before breakfast. Hare Krishna. It's meant for you also, don't laugh. I hope I can find it. Yeah. The Bhagavata makes this point, you should constantly chant. And now it attacks sarcastically or fearfully, it's a frontal attack on those who don't do this. He says, he is terrified. He is about to die. He collapses on his deathbed. His voice is faltering. He's hardly conscious of what he's saying. But if such a person on his deathbed utters the holy name of the Supreme Lord, he can be at once freed from the reaction of his fruitive work, means from his karma, and achieve the supreme destination. Imagine a person who collapses, is not knowing what to say, death is upon him, sits on his chest, chokes his throat. But if he at this moment can just remember to chant Hare Krishna, his karma is wiped out and he can attain the supreme destination. But still, Gaurahari, still means despite of all this, people in the age of Kali will not worship the Supreme Lord. How bad of them. This is a sad fact. And it is because Gaurahari is analyzed. He is free from pride, I have seen, but all of us, we are too much in our own head. And that's why we can't enter the world, can't exit our own little world with the little problems. I will end now. I was thinking about it this morning. As an older devotee, I'm invited to give to come to countries and help devotees who are at loggerheads with each other, means quarreling. And I heard, I will go now to a country, I will not give you the name because I don't want that this is spilled out. I will go eventually, not now, to a country where there is quarrel between devotees. It's an insignificant little place. Many people don't know where it's on the land map. And it's not a big temple. There are no big financial things where one can have different opinion. It's two groups are quarreling. And I already know it's not about the issues. It's just Kali Yuga. Prabhupada talks about this in the first canto. He said, now our neighbor country China wages war against us. It means, not, he doesn't speak of us, against India. And it's about a useless tract of land in the Himalayas where you cannot grow anything. There are also no treasures. It means treasures. You know, minerals or silver, or how do we say?
Resources.
Thank you. There are no resources. Why is there war against China and India? It's not because of any reason, any political reason. It's only because Kali, the age of quarrel, is getting into the heads of the Chinese people and the Indian people, and they fight somewhere in the velvet's cold, and you freeze to death without gloves, and so on. It's a miserable place. No use for this place. And this is in the age of Kali. We quarrel not because there's a reason. It's just because it's Kali entering into the heart, and so on. And that is unfortunate. And this age of Kali keeps us from chanting also. We have too many other Kali things in our head, which are not important really. And so on. My spiritual master was very practical. He said, meetings, resolutions, no solutions, everyone should go and chant. That will take care of everything. There is, I'm not able to quote him directly, but it is that the point is like this. So I would say, Gaurahari, when you drive now home to Goloka Dham, sing in your car. You can even go wrong with the melody, no one will hear. It's anyways no problem if we go wrong with the melody. Sing and do it as often as possible, and one day you will pierce through that covering of the material ear. And because the singing of kirtan in itself has all the tools which you need to overcome the different obstacles. Only these two little guidelines. Like when you're on a road, you know, the road of kirtan, there's a left side and the right side. The left side is be humble, be tolerant, respect others, don't expect respect for yourself. The right side on this kirtan road is long for Krishna. Don't leave that road. And just the rest is singing. The rest is uncomplicated. Two instructions by Mahaprabhu. And one direction. Sing, sing, sing. Hare Krishna. So good. I will end the class here. And you have it. Those who are in the kirtan course have an active learning exercise. While you eat, watch what is happening to you. And because this is the example of the sacred scripture of what will happen to you in kirtan. You will feel pleasure, you will feel nourishment, and you will feel detachment from everything which should not be there. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shishi Gaura Nitai ki jai, Gaura Prema Nandi Hari Hari Om.